Where's Tessa? By Candace A. Grover, based on a true story. Pray he is there. Speak he is listening. Children's Songbook, pages 12 through 13. Peyton opened the pickup truck door and stepped out into the snow. Snowflakes fluttered through the air. Peyton and her family had just gotten home from visiting Grandpa and Grandma. Dad looked into the back of the truck.
Where's Tessa?
Their 6-month-old black lab wasn't on her blanket.
She must have jumped out. No one will know who she belongs to because the tags fell off her collar last week.
Dad climbed back into the truck.
I'll go look for her.
Peyton imagined Tessa alone in the cold night, and tears spilled down on her cheeks.
Mom, what will happen to Tessa? Mom hugged Peyton.
Don't worry, Dad will find her.
Even when Peyton put on her warm pajamas, she felt cold inside. The wind blew outside, and a branch scraped against her window. Peyton knelt down and asked Heavenly Father to help her puppy. The knot in her stomach loosened, and she felt warm and calm.
How are you doing?
Mom asked when she came to tuck Peyton in.
I feel better. I know Tessa is okay.
How do you know?
I prayed, and then I wasn't scared anymore.
I'm glad you chose to pray and listen,
Mom said as she kissed Peyton goodnight. The next morning, Peyton jumped out of bed and went to find Tessa, certain her prayer had been answered.
Where is she?
Peyton asked.
I don't know. I looked for hours, but there were no tracks in the snow.
But I said a prayer. Why can't it be answered now?
It doesn't always work that way. Heavenly Father answers our prayers, but not always the way we want them answered. We have to be patient.
Being patient is hard,
Peyton said.
Yes, it is,
Dad said. Then he smiled.
Why don't we make some signs with Tessa's picture and our phone number?
That's a great idea,
Peyton said. Dad and Peyton made the signs, and they posted them on the roads between Grandpa's house and their own. A week went by. Peyton and her family prayed for Tessa every day. Whenever they went out, Peyton watched for a black puppy with a red collar. When Peyton was sad, she thought of the feeling she'd had when she first prayed for Tessa. Then one afternoon, the phone rang. It was someone saying they found a black lab puppy with a red collar.
Let's go get her,
Peyton exclaimed.
Slow down. We're not sure it's Tessa yet.
The short drive seemed to take forever. Finally, they drove down a long driveway to a red farmhouse. When Dad opened the front gate, a black streak bounded through the snow and knocked Peyton off her feet. She giggled as Tessa licked her face.
It's definitely Tessa,
Mom said. On the way home, Dad told Peyton,
Now we know why there were no tracks in the snow. That family was behind us when Tessa jumped out of our truck. They put her in her car and tried to follow us. But we were too far ahead.
Mom smiled at Peyton.
You were right. Your prayer was answered. Someone was taking care of Tessa the whole time.
Warmth spread through Peyton. She pressed her cheek against Tessa's fur.
Heavenly Father was taking care of her, just like he took care of me.
End of the story. Where's Tessa?